we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and it's our privilege to spend the next half hour with you right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, based here in Cocoa, Florida. So thank you for tuning in and making us part of your day as you launch out into another week. Spring break this week for the kids at school. And so if your kids are not in school, enjoy them. Enjoy them, enjoy them. And if you've got a chance to take some time off and go do some fun stuff, you can always catch the Refresh Radio program on the on-demand feature on WMIEFM.com's website. So down at the bottom of the page, click on demand, go to whatever date you want in there, and then it'll pop up Refresh with Bob Arthurs, and you can listen to it, download it to your computer, however you choose to do that. So today we want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, area code 321-321-759-3284. I heard on the radio last week that the average temperature for this time of the year has now hit 80 degrees. That's what our average high temperature is from this point out. So that's starting to get into that little bit of an uncomfortable zone. It also means your AC bills could be going up, so you want to check those air filters, make sure you've got good airflow. If you need somebody to come out and take a look at your machine and do some maintenance on it, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. You will be glad you did, because everybody likes that lower electric bill. This is one of my favorite times of the year, because electric bills do go down so much, and we are truly appreciative of that. I'm appreciative of it at home, and I appreciate it at church as well. So Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. If you would, turn in your scriptures today to Matthew chapter 13. We've talked about one of the parables in Matthew chapter 13 earlier. Today we're going to address the first of the parables. We talked about the parables of the wheat and the tares earlier, about sowing and what people who have less than ideal goals in mind for us as believers in Jesus Christ. And today we're going to look at the first parable, and so Matthew, the 13th chapter, and verse number 3. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Drop down to verse number 18. "Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about is we're dealing, to get back to the original point at hand out of Galatians chapter 6, is are we going to sow to the Spirit or are we going to sow to the flesh? So we're looking at the law of sowing and reaping, seed time and harvest. That's what we are looking at. And we want to sow to the Spirit. And one of the ways that we do that is by availing ourselves of the Word of God that God has so graciously provided for us, that men gave their lives so that you and I could have the Word of God in a language that we could understand. I don't know how many of you speak Latin, probably a great minority. I don't speak Latin. I don't speak Greek. I don't speak Hebrew. I'm very thankful for concordances and Greek and English lexicons. I'm grateful for all of the study tools and study aids that have been provided so that we are helped in our understanding of the Word of God. I'm very thankful for that. And so I want to talk to you today about this parable. The first thing that I want to say is it says, "Behold, a sower went out to sow." And that's what sowers do. They sow seed. And as I was studying for this broadcast, I looked at that and it's like, you know, in those four parables or those four different categories, it never says that there was anybody that was deprived of the seed of the Word of God. You say, no, wait a minute, there's places where having a Bible is banned, and yes, I know that. But there are also many of those places that have had historic encounters with Christianity. There are regions of the world right now that the Word of God, some of the churches that are mentioned in the Word of God are in those regions, and now they are not even allowed to have Christians. Someone has a lot of accounting to do. Now, that doesn't mean that we've given up on them. And so one of our largest endeavors, one of the things that I'm very passionate about, is putting Bibles into the hands of pastors in foreign countries in their language with study tools that will help them to understand, just the same way that study tools are provided for us. And, you know, they're not provided free. We go out and we purchase them and they help us to understand the Word of God. So we want to make sure that everybody has opportunity to hear the Word of God. And so God is a tremendous sower. I have the utmost confidence in His ability to sow the Word of God. The Bible says that there would come a time where there would be a famine of hearing the Word of God, but there would never be a famine of the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so if you and I, if we want to live, if we want to thrive, if we want to prosper in our walk with Christ, then we need the Word of God. We need it on a regular basis, not just a super dose one day a week for 1 hour. You know what I found is that if we only allow ourselves limited exposure to the Word of God, that what we do is we inoculate ourselves, we vaccinate ourselves to where the Word of God, it just doesn't have the desired effect within us. And that's really the thing that is described here in the explanation that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. The explanation is, it is that our soil, the soil of our heart, is determined by how we are going to respond to the Word of God. It's very much our response. Now, I like to believe as if everything relies on God and that He is very capable and willing to do everything that is necessary. And I like to live as if everything is dependent upon me. I know that I can't work for salvation, but because I'm saved, I can work. I want you to understand that. I'm not earning my salvation because of my salvation. I want to labor as much as I can. I want to understand as much of the Word of God as I possibly can. And so let's look at this. But I just wanted to communicate that point first before we start looking at these four different soil types. And that is, God is a tremendous sower, and sowers sow. And I pray that if you have that gift of sowing, that you don't fail to utilize it. It is a great and tremendous gift. And so want to thank my wife, because she was raised with the sowing mentality. This is a mentality that I came to appreciate. It was not something that I always had. But, you know, we aren't minimalist givers. We're not just mandatory givers. We're jubilant givers. We're cheerful givers. And it works for us. It works for us. We may not have a lot of the tangible things that other people have, but I don't consider myself deprived because of that. I consider myself blessed to be able to partner with an eternal endeavor where we're sowing the Word of God into people's lives and into people's homes and into the community where it's going to reap an eternal harvest. Someone once said that the Word of God is guaranteed a return on investment. You start promising a return on investment as a financial advisor, and you're going to get into trouble. They don't like you doing that because it is an unpredictable endeavor. But God says in His Word that His Word that He sends forth will never return to Him void. It will never return to Him empty. It will never return to Him without striking its mark. It will go forth. It will strike its mark, and then God says that was a bullseye. Okay. Let's look. Verse number 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. Okay? It says, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. That verse there indicates that our responsibility when we gather together as believers is not simply to listen to the word of God. It is to understand the Word of God. My job is not to preach a sermon. My job is to communicate truth, spiritual truth from God's Word. That's what I'm at Merit Assembly of God to do. That's what I'm here on the radio to do. And you and I today, we determine whether or not we are going to understand things. Now, I want to tell you that our primary filter for understanding is not our mind. It's our spirit. The Word of God is spirit, and it is spiritually discerned. There are spiritual truths there that once it gets into our spirit, it affects the way that we think and the way that we understand. And so Jesus says that when anyone hears the Word of God, that word, that seed at that point in time is extremely vulnerable as to whether or not we understand the word that has come forth. And so there are hundreds and hundreds of churches here in Brevard County, most of which are preaching the Word of God. And so it's not a one message fits all. I mean, as far as that particular sermon, the people that are coming to Merit Assembly of God, God knows who was there yesterday. God knows who's going to be there on Sunday. He knows who's going to be at the Minister's Fellowship that we're going to be hosting on Tuesday for our the Assemblies of God pastors in our area, from Palm Bay all the way up and to Palm Coast. He knows exactly what who's going to be there, and therefore he's going to communicate the message to them that they need to hear at that given point in time. And that's a tremendous thing for me. You know, when the Bible says that God knows what we have need of before we even ask, we need to understand that God's going to address those needs. So we ask in faith, but we need to make sure that we understand what God wants us to get as we come and feast at the table of the Word of God on Sundays, on Wednesdays. And so this Wednesday, because the kids are on spring break, we do not have our kids' service this week. We're giving our teachers, you know, if school teachers can get a spring break, our teachers are going to get a spring break as well. And we're going to have our adult Bible study this Wednesday, but we're giving our parents or our kids an opportunity in case mom and dad want to go out of town on vacation and stuff like that. So just want to let you know that. But when we come to understand it, when that word gets down in our spirit, we can believe it, and we can say, you know what, God, I understand this, that you have spoken that word to me for a reason, and I put my trust in you. If we do not understand it, it says that Satan will come and snatch that word out of your heart. So a lack of understanding is extremely dangerous. So if your pastor is communicating something, and I've got people that I gauge my level of communication on, if they're understanding it, then I evaluate whether I've done a sufficient job of communicating or not. On the same hand, if they look at me and they've got their, you know, give that eye that says, I don't know what you're trying to say there. I don't know if you've ever seen that eye or not, but that tells me that I don't move on to the next point until I have communicated to them in a level that they are going to understand. Because if not, do you realize how little of the sermons people remember? We remember a fraction of what we see and even less what we hear. And so I had something really encouraging over the past few months, and that was there were two people, and they didn't know one another before they started coming to Marist Assembly of God, but they both started attending on the exact same day. And the reason that they could do that, could tell me that, was because they had taken down the notes of what I had preached on that particular Sunday. And so we encourage people to take notes, to journal, because we don't want that word of God that has been given to us to be snatched away. So if you look at my Bibles, there are none of my Bibles that are in pristine condition. I believe that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and that sword is meant to be used. And so I've got notes written in mine. I know that some people don't like to do that, but I can tell you that there are times when I'm reading the Bible and I come across a note, something that God has spoken to me about that passage before, and it is encouraging to me. So when you go to church, I want you to adopt this mindset, and that is, God, today I want to be good soil, and I want to ask the Holy Spirit, who has assigned the responsibility of guiding me into all truth, to help me to understand the Word of God so that it is not snatched away out of my life. Say, there have been truths that God has revealed to me at certain seasons in my life, and it was so powerful that that word is now ingrained into my personal walk, my personal understanding. It frames everything that I do. There are people who probably get tired of hearing me reference some of those passages. Just last year, I had an eye-opening revelation, you know, that I've talked about here on the radio about that second walk in the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 is, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. But that's more of a march as in a military formation. And so that's something that is now ingrained in me. I don't have to go and look at notes and things like that. Every time I think of that passage of Scripture, I think of what God has imparted to me. And so it doesn't matter if somebody takes the piece of paper away or not. The Word of God has become part of my understanding. And once you understand something, you realize that you can distribute it freely and you've lost nothing. In fact, you have probably gained influence in people's lives. And so if you don't understand something, make a note of it. People will occasionally come to me and they say, what did you mean by this particular thing here? And sometimes what they thought I meant, I didn't mean. You know, there was a person who listened to the program, and I was talking about how we faithfully account for the people who attend Emeritus Assembly of God. I was at a conference, and a man got up and he said, "Well, we had just shy of 10,000 in attendance last Sunday," and that would make you think that, you know, he was, you know, somewhere between 9,500 and 10,000. He said, "Yeah, we had 70. but you know, there would be some people who would tell you in inflated numbers because they would think that would make you more impressed with them. And so I said, we don't count cockroaches. Well, a person thought that meant that I was considering some of the people that attend church cockroaches, and that's just not the case at all. You're not an insect, you're not a bug, you're not someone meant to be squashed underfoot. You're a child of the living King. You're a child of the Most High God, and you are meant to crush Satan under your feet, not him crush you under his. And so if you hear something, you don't understand it, don't just blow it off. Say, What is the truth that God was wanting me to get out of that? There was a church one time, a friend of mine told me this story that, man, they just had an awesome service at church one Sunday morning, and the congregation was just fully engaged. It was very dynamic, very powerful, and later that night, they came back for an evening service. The evangelist was there, and he got up and he asked this question. He said, "How many of you thought we had a wonderful, it was a wonderful service. Hey, man, it was glorious, glorious, glorious." And you know, it was just roundly accepted that it was an awesome service. And he said, "What was the message I preached this morning?" And on that particular occasion, nobody could remember just 6 hours later what had been preached that morning. And he asked this question. By the way, this is not a thing I've got written down. This is something that is just very impactful. He said, "Why should God speak something new to us when we don't even remember what he spoke to us the last time?" And I wasn't there for that service, but I can tell you, I was with a service where the pastor preached the same message on Sunday morning, and then he came back and he said, "Look, I don't know why, but God has impressed upon me that he wants me to share the message from this morning all over again. Now, I don't know if there was somebody that wasn't there that morning, if there was somebody that was there that morning that needed to hear it that night, but he preached that message. Not because he was trying to impress anybody, but because the Word of God needs to be understood. It says here, this is he who received seed by the wayside. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on the beaten path. I don't want to be trodden underfoot. I don't want to be where the word is devoured, birds come and snatch it away. I want to be in that place where my heart is fertile soil. Now we're just coming off Easter, Resurrection Sunday, and I pray that you will be positioned for a new season of growth, and you've got a hunger for the Word of God. The Word of God is still quick and powerful. It is still able to divide asunder between soul and spirit, between joints and marrow. The Word of God is still settled forever in heaven and on earth. It's not under debate. It's not under review. It's settled. It's settled. Therefore, you know, we need to understand it. And so I pray whatever you do, that you'll take the time to say, God, you cared enough to sow the word into my heart. Would you, by your Holy Spirit, come and help me now to understand that word? When you go to do your devotions, I encourage you, pray before you get into the word and say, God, help me to understand this. Help me to understand how this applies to my life. Help me to understand the truth that you want me to know. Help me to be equipped for whatever you know what's coming up. I don't know what's going up. Help me to understand so that I am not caught unawares. You know, I tell people this. One of the primary differences between God and the devil, God is good, the devil's bad, okay, that's a given. But the devil will always try and surprise you with the consequences. God will always tell you what he's going to do. He will do it, and there isn't anything that the devil can do to stop him. And so God is very upfront with us. I will tell you this, there is blessings to be had from understanding the Word of God, and there are consequences if we don't. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.